every day. You get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. It's brought to you by Sweet James. If you've been injured in an accident, call Sweet James. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. No lightweight losers on this show.
Oh, what's she saying?
Just wonderful winners.
Oh.
Here they are, Gatos and Barry in for Chad.
All right, if you're wondering what Becky Lynn is saying, earlier today we had Dr. Kelly Ward on, Arizona GOP chairwoman. She has called me a lightweight loser in the past. and I asked her right off the bat, am I a lightweight loser? And I don't remember her answer. Do you?
She said,
she'd think about it.
She's going to see how you did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. By the way, you can hear the whole interview, obviously, on KTR.com on the Gatos and Chad podcast. But also, I just posted it on Twitter.
Good for you. I'm going to retweet it.
Barry Markson won. Barry Markson won.
Great.
All right.
So she did not call me a, what is it? Lovable loser?
Lightweight loser.
We're going to get into some politics. And if you think Ward and Lake can unite the party on the right, stand by for that. Okay. We've got some July numbers. Are you doing what was that?
My pen.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I thought you were doing a drum roll.
Distracting.
Believe me, Chad is distracting. You're not. Hey, do you know how it is to herd cats? That's what it's like on a Friday with Chad Benson.
I'll be Chad for this.
No,
segment.
Do
Go
not.
Ahead.
Squirrel. Please do not. July numbers were good. Boy, for everybody that says we're in a recession, gosh, July didn't look like it. Listen, I don't love the economy right now. I don't think anybody really does. You're still losing money at the gas pump. Inflation is bad when you go to grocery store. But let me hit you with a few things, okay? Gas prices down in July. We have had 50 straight days of gas prices going down.
Yeah.
Good. They're still too high, but I'm going to take 50 days of it going down. Inflation stayed about the same. Your 401k looks a lot better now than it did about a month ago. In July, the stock market was on fire. For one reason or another, it was.
Right.
I can tell you, and I've said this before, I've lost a lot of money in the stock market. We all have. I gained about half of it back from just July. That's what I saw. That's good. Now, who knows what's going to happen this month, but still, that's good. July numbers for jobs came out. They're like 500,000 jobs created.
Yeah, 528,000.
Okay. That is a good July. There's really no way around that. It is a good July. Things are not perfect. Things are not necessarily great. I think a lot of people are looking at the economy saying, I might spend less money. I know. But can we at least take a small win in July? I think we can.
Yeah, we've been saying this for a few months. It's mixed, right? I mean, there's the unemployment is obviously very low. People who have jobs or people who want a job have a job. There's two jobs for every one person who's looking for a job. So there's plenty of jobs out there. There's still a lot of money being spent. I mean, you go places, Gatos. I was just talking to some friends of mine who traveled over the last several weeks. Everybody who went anywhere said it was packed. There's just people everywhere.
Airplanes.
It's expensive to fly. It's expensive to stay. Gas is expensive. Mm. Inflation's an issue. And for a lot of folks who are living paycheck to paycheck, look, when gas goes up $1, $2, $3 a gallon, that's a lot. It's going to hurt people.
Right.
So it's mixed. There's a mix of things going on here. People are also, wages are as high as they've ever been. So it's a mix. We need inflation to come down, but this is not looking like the recession we had back in 2008, 2010. It's a softer recession. Hopefully we come out of it quicker and it never gets as bad. And that's what it's looking like right now.
Well, I mean, the economists that we talk about, really, it's not going to be good the rest of the year.
Right.
We're probably hitting an official recession. If we're not already there, official recession in 2023. So I keep looking around and I'm like, you know, when are things going to get better?
Yeah.
When is that going to happen?
Well, it's weird, though, because some things are better. Right. I mean,
some things were better last month.
Yeah. And some things aren't. So the biggest thing we need to do, and I think we would all agree, is
fire Joe Biden.
That could be it. But we have to get the inflation down. And it isn't something you just snap a finger and it goes down. It's going to take time. It's supply. Part of the issue with the inflation, by the way, is we all have money and it's the demand. We all want to buy stuff and there's not enough stuff. That's why there's inflation.
Right. Another good thing happened in July. They got the grain out of Ukraine.
Yes.
That was huge.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if that's going to continue either, but that's going to drop the prices in obviously some food. So so there is some decent things to look at. There are some good things that happened in July. And I think, you know, when you look at it this time, let me hit you with this real quick. With the jobs report, it was a good jobs report. You know, the Great Resignation worked. We talked to somebody from ABC earlier this week. If you left your job for another job, you made more money easily.
A lot more. Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah.
And so that actually seemed to work. But again, everywhere I go, I got my car fixed this week. They're looking for people.
Yeah.
Went to a restaurant on Wednesday. They're looking for people.
My law firm's looking for people. If you're a lawyer right now, come over and see us.
I play a lawyer. I can play a lawyer.
You can play a lawyer. Come on in.
My father's a lawyer. Maybe some of it rubbed off on me. I'll come and argue. I argue cases?
We won't look that close. You can come in.
Well, that's what they're doing here with education. They're not looking at teachers very much.
Yeah.
They're like, oh,
that's right.
Can you go in? Yeah. Okay. Do you have a college degree? No. No. Yeah. Do you want to be a teacher? No. You want it anyway? Okay, go ahead, Ned.
I haven't heard the number yet, but I'm afraid of what the number of empty classrooms we have right now with school starting right now. I'm worried when we hear, because last year was 2,000. We have 2,000 classes without teachers in it. I think it's going to be worse this year.
It is going to be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know many. Well, you know, my wife retired a couple of years ago. That was all planned.
Let's get her back in the classroom.
She will go and sub.
Okay.
Because there is a need for it. It's not something she's always going to do, but she feels like she wants to help. But as far as going back into the classroom, no. It's not a fun job anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's against you, it seems like. You're not getting paid. And so, you know what? You bring up a great point. You look at the economy. Okay, everything was pretty good in July. August, now we're sending our kids back to school. You know, there's another problem. Do you have 40 kids in your class?
Yeah.
Because they're you know, you're supposed to have four fourth grade teachers, and now you have two.
What we're doing to our teachers right now is criminal. Because it's never been a high-paying job. The people who are teachers do it because they love being teachers. And now we've taken that away. Because we filled the classroom with too many kids. The public is, and not all the public, really, it's just a small percentage of the public, but they're just all over them. They're accusing them of things.
Legislators saying they're educational terrorists.
Yeah, and then you, on the other side of it, Gatos, is in the private sector, there's a huge demand for people with a college education to come do a job.
Right.
They pay way more than being a teacher, and you don't have to deal with all that other stuff. Why? Of course people are leaving.
Yeah.
Of course they are. Or they're moving to other states that are paying more. So it's going to be a problem until we start to respect what teachers do and treat them that way.
All right, coming up next. This was very interesting. If you didn't hear Five Spot, we asked people to call who voted for Karen Taylor Robeson.
Yep.
Now, Carrie Lake has been announced the winner. But what we asked is, if you're a Robeson voter, will you support Lake? Wait till you hear what these five calls said. I really thought it was fascinating. I know you did
too.
Yep. We're going to roll through that and then discuss it on the Gatos and Chad Show. Barry's in today.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, Barry is in for a chat. Barry, this is the question everybody needs to answer now.
Yes, I will be having a drink after work.
Yeah, you and me both. If you voted for Karen Taylor Robeson, are you going to support Carrie Lake now? That's the question.
Right.
Okay, so we posed it to our listeners on Five Spot. And I want to play a little bit of it. We asked people to call only if you voted for Robeson. And the question is, all right, now you got to make a choice. What is your choice? Five calls. Here we go. Alex in Phoenix on KTAR. You voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake? Why or why not?
I'm unsure.
Okay. It's fair.
I may write in a Libertarian candidate, or I may vote for Carrie Lake because I think she probably can't be worse than Katie Hobbs.
Okay. You hear the struggle in his voice. For some people, it's going to be like, it's going to be like that. For other people, it's going to be like, listen, I'm a Republican. I got to go with Lake. Eric in Peoria, you voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
Yes, I'm going to. I'm even a MAGA person, but I still voted for the non-MAGA candidates because I know how the voters in Arizona are. So
yeah.
So you are a MAGA. You are a MAGA guy, you said, right?
Yes.
You think the MAGA candidates have a bigger chance of losing to the Democrats in November?
Could be. Chip and Gilbert on KTAR, this is a five spot. All right, Chip, you voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
Yes, I will. I'm about 75% there, kind of undecided. I don't know that I consider myself a MAGA person, but I did vote for Jim Layman over Blake Masters, and I'm looking at Mark Kelly. I think he's the worst out of all the MAGA candidates that are there. But to answer your direct question, I'm about 75% there to vote vote for Kerry Lake.
What would the Democratic candidates have to do to get you to change your mind or go to that 25%?
Come to the center a little bit more, be a little bit more negotiable. Yeah. Kerry Lake's got to walk towards the center as well. I mean, do you not agree? Let's forget 2 years ago, we have to worry about the next 4 years.
Caller number four, Shannon in Phoenix. You voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
I'm sure. Just before your five spot, I decided I have to look at each candidate, their position on the issues that affect Arizona the most, and decide at that time. It doesn't matter if someone's Republican or Democrat. It's what are they going to do to most benefit Arizona.
So unsure.
Does it bother you that these MAGA candidates are saying they're still focused on the 2020 election, and they're saying they won't certify future elections if it's not their candidate winning? Does that bother you at all?
It does. It's over with and done with. We need to move on. Yep. It's just creating and spewing hate, and that's not good for anyone.
Yeah. All right. Shannon, thank you. Last caller, Wayne in Phoenix on KTAR. You voted for Robeson. Can you support Lake?
Absolutely not. I've been a Republican for 32 years, and 30 of them I was proud. But the MAGA thing had it 15 minutes. It's lasted too long. It's got to go away. It's got to end. Too much drama. There's already enough drama in Washington, D.C. Without bringing MAGA into it as well. And I want the MAGA crap out of my state. So I will vote for a Democratic governor for the first time in my life.
Okay, that was earlier today. Five spot. Put five people on. You voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake? I think the one thing that was similar was everybody was like, well,
they're Republicans and they're struggling with it.
Correct.
And I mean, you asked for people who didn't vote for Lake to start with. So obviously they weren't enthralled with her to start.
Correct.
And so I think you had about. There's five of them. So 20-40% were, yeah, I'm going to vote for Lake. And, you know, maybe they'll hold their nose a little bit, but they're going to do it. You had a couple that were really struggling with it. And they're saying I'm 75%, but I'm not sure. And they're open to listening to the Democrat. And then there's one who knows who Kerry Lake is and all these other, Mark Fincham and all these other ones. And he's not going to do it. He's voting Democrat. Yeah. And I'll tell you something, Gatos, if that holds true, I think it's the Democrats are going to win. And one of the callers said it, the Democrats have to move to the center. They have to. Democratic candidates have to focus not on getting Democratic votes. They have to focus on getting the independent
votes. Great point.
And if they do that, they're going to get independents and they're going to get some Republicans.
There's not a Democrat out there that's going to vote for Kerry Lake.
Right.
Okay. The question is, are there Republicans out there that would vote for Katie Hobbs?
Yeah.
The answer is yes, but how many?
Well, it doesn't take that many. That's the thing. Okay. If you remember back 4 years ago when Doug Ducey ran for re-election, he won re-election pretty handily against a pretty poor candidate.
Bad candidate.
But Martha McSally was running against Kyrsten Sinema for Senate, and Sinema won. And then when they went back and looked at it, there were, I don't remember how many it was, but it was tens of thousands of Republicans that voted for Ducey and voted for Sinema. And those crossover votes, that's what killed it. And it's the same thing in this last election in 2020. Trump got less votes from Republicans than a lot of other Republicans. If you look at Arizona, Republicans won up and down the ballot for the most part in 2020. The one who didn't was Donald Trump. Mm. So there are Republicans who will say, I'm not going to go that far. I won't do it anymore. And they'll vote for the Democrat.
Yeah, I think if you have Republicans out there and they don't like MAGA, I think some of them are going to say, we need a reset. And unfortunately, if you're a Republican, our reset is vote for the other party.
Yeah. I think you're going to see, it's not going to be a ton, it's not going to be a huge percentage, but if you get some of them, and that likely means you're going to get a bunch of the independents for the Democrats too, they'll be okay.
Right.
As long as the Democratic candidates don't start saying stupid left-wing stuff.
Well, if they start saying super stupid left-wing, like really left-wing stuff, like, what was it, David Garcia,
yeah,
who was running against Ducey, said, just imagine, no wall or no borders or something like that. And you're just like, yeah, you just lost. You're going to lose anyway, and now you really just lost.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, story time, the Gatos and Chad show. We're going to give you, we have given you 19 hours of and 45 minutes of news all week. So what we do next is story time. We share something from our personal.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
Oh, it's time to get all warm and fuzzy. Chad will be back Monday. Barry is in today. All right, Barry, mind if I go first?
No, yeah, go ahead. You go first.
Our family is at war.
What?
Well, I seem to be the negotiator for parts of my family back east. Let me just break it down for you. Okay, so my dad lives in the mean streets of the New York, New Jersey area. My sister is also there. Right. She's difficult at sometimes, as you've heard me talk about. Now, my brother, the doctor in Atlanta, he's taking his wife, the kids. They're going back east to see my old man. My dad is not talking to my sister, and my sister is not talking to my dad. And it's been 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
So I don't know how I got this job. Maybe I'm the oldest and that's how I got it. I'm now negotiating with the terrorists.
Oh, you're the
mediator. My dad and my sister. I'm the mediator. This is good. You're a lawyer. Why don't you do it? Can I hire you to do it?
You can.
I want to hire somebody to do this because I'm on the phone with my sister and I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong with that? He's doing this, that, and the other thing. Okay, hold on. Later, I call my dad. All right, what's my sister doing? Well, she's doing this, that, and the other thing. I mean, they're ripping each other's, they're ripping their hair out. It's unbelievable. I feel stressed. I'm the one that's negotiating. Why should I negotiate? Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen this weekend. You got my dad. You've got my sister. They live in the same state.
Yeah.
And now my brother, the doctor, and all, you know, the kids.
Yeah.
Little Ellie and Cassie, they're coming in. They're not little anymore.
All right.
They're all going to be mingling. All of them. They're all getting together. So what I can see happening is you've got my brother and his part of the family from Atlanta sitting on one side of the table. And then you've got my sister who doesn't want to sit next to my father and my father that doesn't want to sit next to my sister. And they're on opposite ends. They won't say a word to each other at the dinners they're probably going to have over the next few days.
Are you
serious?
It's
going to be so uncomfortable.
Wow.
I feel so bad for my brother. But I've tried to negotiate a peace deal. You know, it's like Israel and the Palestinians. I mean, that's what this is like.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't think I did a good job because yesterday I think I hung up on both my dad and my sister and said, you know what? You guys deal with it. I'm done. I tapped out. They heard me on the phone. I tapped out.
You're out.
Listen, I don't even live there. Why don't you guys grow up and get along and just, you know, just fake it. Family doesn't like each other. Just fake it.
Life is too short.
This is a story time on the Gatos and Chad show. You got anything interesting, Barry?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it this week. A lot of pressure on me.
Well,
you know, I was thinking about it this week. This is the week in Arizona. As opposed to most of the country, where the kids are going back to school, right? I mean, they started, a lot of the school districts started this Wednesday. Some started even last week. And my kids now have reached the age, they're 18 and 20, so they're both going to be going to college instead. So this is the first year in 15 years where we haven't had a kid starting school in the first week of August.
You're an empty nester?
Almost. They're still here. Colleges start later.
But so your 18-year-old is going to his first year of college?
Yep.
And the 20-year-old has already been in college.
He'll be a junior.
What are you going to talk about with your wife now? You better come up with a long list, man.
I've already she's not listening to this. I've already told her what we're going to walk around the house naked. It's going to be fantastic.
I don't want to even know that. That is now I'm.
So it's, but I was thinking like all these
now
parents.
I've lost my appetite. The nausea has set in.
All right. So the main part of this is that for Arizona families, it's a tough week because you have summer. Summer here is so short. At least it seems short. You get about 9-10 weeks of summer, and then all of a sudden it's August, and you don't feel like it's over. It's certainly not. Summer's not over, but it's over. because the kids are back in school, you're back in the routine, and it's over. So it's kind of a sad week for a lot of families. I'll have my sad week in a few weeks when we're empty nesters for the first time. But I was thinking about that. All our young friends with young kids, and they're back at school. They're back in the whole routine. No more vacations. They're back into it.
When you drop your 18-year-old off,
yeah.
How are you going to do?
I think I'll be okay. It was emotional with my first son when we did it, but it was okay. It's exciting for them. He's getting to go to school and do a thing he really wants to do, which I think is fun and exciting for him. I think it'll be good, but it is. It's way more emotional than I thought it would be. Mm. When I had friends of mine, when my kids were younger and my friends did it, and they were telling me about how emotional it was and they cried, and I'm like, really? But it is. It's like your kid who you've lived with this kid for 18 years, every single day, every day of your life.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like dropping him off and he's gone.
Hard.
It's emotional, but it's okay. That's a good thing. That means you love each other. And it's
I'll tell
a
you what.
Thing.
I'll come over for dinner if you guys put some clothes on.
Nope. Not you can do. You got two more weeks. Then it's closing is optional.
Story time in the Gatos and Chad show. We give you 19 hours, 45 minutes of news this week. And at the end of the show, we share something from our personal lives. Barry, good to see you. Probably see you next week.
Thanks, Gatos. Good to see you.
We got Becky Lynn up next with Arizona's evening news. I'll see you on Monday.